Welcome to Wellness Your Way. I'm your host, Megan Lyons, and I've helped thousands of people find their own way to wellness. Wellness Your Way is an extension of that work, aimed to help you find your unique path to feeling your very best. Each week, we'll go through tactical strategies you can use to improve your health, happiness, and quality of life. So grab a mug of tea or lace up your walking shoes. We're about to dive in. Welcome back to episode 153 of Wellness Your Way, my friends. I am, as usual, very excited to have you here. And if you're stressed out this time of year, or if you're just not quite feeling your best, this episode may have something that will pique your interest because today we are talking about CBD. Now, when I first started talking about CBD when it became legal in 2018, it was quite taboo, even though it was legal. And even though CBD is the non-hallucinogenic component of the cannabis plant that cannot get you high and has so many numerous proven health benefits, it still felt a little bit off the record or embarrassing if someone were to try CBD. And times are changing. Over the past 5+ years, people are becoming more aware of, like I said, the proven scientific benefits of CBD. People have tried it. People have experienced the benefits for themselves. And it seems, just like our guest today will say, just like any other supplement. If you were deficient in vitamin C and you took a vitamin C supplement or got your vitamin C from food, that wouldn't feel taboo. We're getting to that point with CBD as well, thanks to people who are operating way above any kind of taboo or sketchy scenarios, and people who are really doing CBD well, who are diving into the quality, who are ensuring efficacy and clarity of labeling in terms of instructions and all of that. And our guest is pioneering, leading the way in this field. Our guest is Daniel Herder. He is the CEO of Pure Spectrum CBD. He is known for joining the world of cannabinoids with the world of sports and athletics, which we'll talk about today. He has led many partnerships with his company, including most recently becoming the trusted wellness partner of the Kansas City Royals. He's worked with the USA Olympic Triathlon Committee and so many more organizations, really, again, bringing above board CBD usage as a wellness enhancer to people who really need it. So I found this conversation very fascinating. You'll hear at the beginning that I stumbled over my words a few times because I was learning as I was recording the interview. Specifically how our body has receptors for these cannabinoids, which we'll talk about. And I was learning the difference between endocannabinoids, the ones that our body produces, and phytocannabinoids, the ones that we get from plants. And it was just really fascinating. I'm not sure if I've ever actually cried on Wellness Your Way, but if you could see this whole video, you will see that I had very distinct tears in my eyes when Daniel was telling one of his stories. That it was just, I mean, you'll know when you get there. It was such an amazing story. So let me stop the wind up and let's actually get into the interview. If you are or have been curious to learn about CBD, this episode is for you. Let's dive into our interview with Daniel Herder. Thank you so much, Daniel Herder, for coming on Wellness Your Way. I'm very excited to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Megan. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, well, you have a really interesting background, and I've read the formal part of your bio for our audience, but can you just tell us a little bit in your words about who you are?
Yeah, that's always an interesting question. I try not to get like too deep or too hippie with that question right away. But who I am, I feel like a spiritual being having a human experience and trying to do this thing the right way. Currently, I'm serving as CEO of a company called Pure Spectrum CBD. I'm a guy from Kansas that lived in the mountains for a while. I'm living back in Kansas City now and trying, with my company at least, trying to help 1 million people feel better naturally and find ways where they can naturally feel better. So that's a little bit about who I am and what I'm up to right now. But yeah, just getting started, it feels like.
Amazing. Well, just getting started and already making tons of progress on your way to helping those million people. I would love to know what initially got you interested in CBD.
Yeah, you know, I was a software consultant out of college, and I was consulting for Regis University in Denver and was staying the weekend. And a friend invited me up to town of Evergreen, and there was a little grand opening of a hemp company. This was back in 2014. And I went to this grand opening and I met a gentleman in the audience. He told me he was going to be speaking at this grand opening later that night. And he was a gentleman that suffered from PTSD. And he was telling me about this product, this tincture that he was taking from this hemp company that was having their grand opening. And his PTSD was incredibly better. Like his the fact that he was even able to speak to me at this grand opening was a huge step forward. And so I thought that was really interesting. And then as we got through the night, there was other speakers that came up. One of the speakers was a family of a child with Dravet syndrome, which is a rare form of epilepsy. The child's name was Owen, and he was suffering from 60 to 70 seizures a day until he found this tincture. And all of a sudden he's down to 6 or 7 a week. And so that night I went out to dinner with his family and really got to understand the impact on them. And those two stories alone, I remember I went to the owner of that company and were one of the owners. And I was like, how do I get involved? This is really cool. This is really interesting to me. I've always been interested in cannabis, but like as a wellness product. And until then, I really hadn't seen the overlap of how that could happen without having like the whole stigma and everything. And so this was interesting enough where I went back, I filed an LLC, and I started to wholesale for that company. And, you know, as you do as an entrepreneur, you sell to your friends and family first. And so I started seeing my friends and family have really positive results. And I even started giving some to my dog, and I had an older German Shepherd, and he started acting like a puppy again. So I started taking some myself, and I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease at a really young age. And so it's always been something that I've managed, and it became easier to manage for me. And I was like, okay, what the heck is going on here? It's not only spanning different species and ages and sexes, but it's all the same product. Like, how does that make any sense? And so then I really started to do my research, and I learned about the body's endocannabinoid system. And that was the light bulb moment for me. And still to this day, it shocks me when I tell someone about their endocannabinoid system for the first time, and they're like, okay. I'm like, no. Like, how old are you? Like, I was 25 at the time, but I was 25 and just now finding about an entire system in my body that no one's ever told me about. Like, I'm a college educated person, like been through a lot of schooling, and no one ever told me about a very important system. So to me, that was just like insane. Like, I was like, I have to tell people about this. I have to shout this from the rooftops. So I, you know, immediately tried to get more involved. I went to my software company and was like, hey, can I work remote? I need to move to Colorado. I need to be like in the mix out there. And, you know, long story short, did that. And we started a company called Pure Spectrum in 2015 out of a basement, and then grew pretty quickly from there.
Wow. Amazing. It's really cool to hear that you were moved by those two people's stories, and that started the ripple effect of just seeing how powerful this is. And I think several people listening will probably say, I didn't know we had another whole system in our body either. Maybe you were 25, they're 55 or something like that. So can you blow all of our minds and tell us how this system works?
Yeah. You know, the first part of the system was discovered in 1988. The whole system was discovered in 1990. And so, you know, we've had almost 30, 40 years to start teaching it to doctors. And I only think the reason that they don't is because they named it the endocannabinoid system. The canna in that name probably scares away a lot of the medical community. They probably don't take it as seriously as they should. So if I could go back in time and rename it, I would rename it something like the master homeostatic regulatory system, because that would at least give you a clue to what it does. And that is its purpose. Its purpose in the body is homeostasis. And so it controls and talks to all of the other systems. And so a lot of times in your body, if something is out of homeostasis, which just means it's out of balance, that can manifest itself in a lot of different ways in the human form. And so, you know, that can be added anxiety, that can be, you know, pain flare-ups, that can be stomach issues. It's really uniquely individual to the person. But I look at it, that endocannabinoid system, you know, in a easy to understand way, it's kind of like the conductor of the orchestra, right? And so let's say your respiratory system is the brass section. And if something's going, if the brass section's playing too loud or playing out of timing, the conductor is going to try to bring that back in balance and bring your body back into harmony. So it controls all kinds of things. It's really crazy when you look into it, all of the things that it governs, from metabolism and pain response and sleep and your circadian rhythm, are all kind of baked into this endocannabinoid system. And like I said, it was discovered in 1990. And the reason they named it the endocannabinoid system was because they used cannabis to find it. And so they were studying the effects of THC and cannabis on the body. And they saw this whole system of receptors light up. And they were like, well, what's that? At the time, they theorized that we probably made our own cannabinoids. And so a cannabinoid, again, is a crazy long name that they shouldn't have given it, but they did. And a cannabinoid is THC or CBD. It's a molecule that can be found in a plant or in the body. So a phytocannabinoid comes from a plant, and that's going to be CBD, THC, any of those ones that you've heard about in cannabis. An endocannabinoid is actually ones that we make internally. And it was really interesting to me to find out that breast milk, mother's breast milk, so if you were breastfed, contains endocannabinoids. So like your very first meal in this world, you get endocannabinoids to start stimulating and working that system, which gives me a pretty good clue that this is a very important system, right? And I wish they taught it in more medical schools. I've done the research, and this was a couple years ago, but at the time, we weren't even teaching about the endocannabinoid system in more than 10% of medical schools across the United States. Wow. And of that 10%, it was like a chapter in a textbook, where it should be, you know, an entire discipline. And so we still have a long way to go. We have a ton to figure out. We're just now learning too that there might be an endocannabinoid biome as well. So like, you know, just like you think about gut health and like a whole biome and the balance of that, we're starting to see the picture of that more clearly. And so there's a endocannabinoid system and a biome, and it's all tied into gut health. And so it's an exciting field to be in for me, because we're not going to figure it all out in the next 40 years. So I know I can make it my life's work, and we'll constantly be learning and being able to help people better and better. So I'm excited about that.
That's amazing. I love a lifelong learner. So you're in good company here. I want to, well, first of all, I didn't know that there was an endocannabinoid biome or endocannabobiome. I don't know where you cut off that word, but that's news to me. So I'm very excited also to follow with the research. And I want to reiterate what you said, just to make sure the audience understands. Every single human has receptors for endocannabinoids, and those can be THC or CBD, or those can be the endo. Oh, I used the wrong word. So we have, okay, go ahead. You tell me.
No, you got it. You got it. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. I caught myself in the middle. So we have receptors that can attach to, or that can welcome in THC, CBD, or endocannabinoids, which are the ones that our body produces. So I know I'm stumbling a little bit.
You did great. You did great.
Make it smoother.
So when I think about cannabinoids, I think of three different types. Like you said, there's phytocannabinoids, which comes from a plant. Cannabis isn't the only plant that produces cannabinoids. Actually, cannabinoids have been found in echinacea. Cannabinoids have been found in black pepper. There's other, again, they named them cannabinoids because that's where they found them. They found them in cannabis, but they exist in other plants in nature. So a phytocannabinoid, just phyto means taken from a plant. Endocannabinoid means it's endogenous to our system. We create that. We create endocannabinoids through the breakdown of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. And we can stimulate the growth of endocannabinoids by working out. We used to think that the runner's high was due to endorphins, but now we know that it's actually due to producing our own endocannabinoid levels and raising that level to a point of bliss, known as the runner's high. So endocannabinoids, and then the third type of cannabinoids are a more recent type, synthetic. And so there are, you know, companies out there and labs out there that have discovered how to create cannabinoids in a lab. And so those are synthetic cannabinoids. I'm not a huge fan of that, just because I'm a huge fan of natural. And I think that, you know, the nature has probably all the answers and the keys. And we probably went too far the other way with pharmaceuticals and synthetic things. And so now I think we're starting to swing that pendulum back and look back into nature and see where we might have missed the mark in a few ways. But adding in, I saw that you were wearing a Whoop as well, adding in technology where we can actually see, you know, that difference. So those are the three different types of cannabinoids, and then they work on the body's endocannabinoid system. So I think understanding the endocannabinoid system is really important, whether or not you have an interest in taking CBD or supplementing with phytocannabinoids at all, because there's other ways of balancing this system. Some of the research, and I saw that you're a nutritionist, some of the current research is showing that adhering to a Mediterranean diet for only 3 to 5 days can balance your endocannabinoid system, which is wild research. And so again, really excited about like the fact that we're starting to understand this, and more knowledge is coming out, because even so, there's things known as cannabimimetics, which are other ways of stimulating your endocannabinoid system. And one of these ways is barefoot walking in the grass, right? Which is amazing. What the hippies told us from the 60s and 70s, that everyone's like, no, you know, you granola eaters, like you must be wrong. Well, turns out that now they were actually right. And we're having the science to show that. So it's an exciting field to be in right now, because there's just always new discoveries coming out.
That's really amazing. And I think understanding the science of what you're saying is part of the reason why I've always been really interested in and an active consumer of CBD myself. I think a lot of people are surprised to hear me say that, because I'm very much like, you know, more of the let's do this with food, let's do this with lifestyle, things like this. And personally, I'm not over here, you know, popping CBD 29 times a day or something like that. But I think if we as humans have these natural receptors in every single system of our body, every single cell of our body, if I'm correct, is that true that we have receptors?
Yeah. And it's not just humans. It's all mammals have this system, which makes it seem pretty important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think some of the things that you're highlighting, a Mediterranean diet, walking barefoot in the grass, exercising, these are all ways that we can stimulate these endocannabinoids ourselves. And as I'm reflecting on those three things that you've mentioned, those are all things we are, as a society, going very far away from. So as our diet becomes more and more processed, as we spend less and less time in nature, as we spend more and more time connected with technology, less exercise, all of this kind of stuff, it's kind of making sense why there's this drive for exogenous CBD, because we're not creating all that we need internally from ourselves. Do you think there's a correlation there?
Oh, I think there's absolutely a correlation there. And I think, you know, a lot of people think about CBD, and I think it's gotten a bad rap because it rose to, you know, prominence so quickly. And I think if you didn't know what CBD was, but you saw CBD sold here sign attached to some seedy little vape shop or head shop or whatever, you probably looked at that and said, like, I don't know what CBD is, but if it's sold there, nothing that's sold there is for me, right? And so I think it's a victim of its own success in a way. And the two main reasons I take it personally are the science is pretty clear that we know CBD is a neuroprotectant. And so why we got started with athletes back in the day was because we knew that, and our government actually had a patent claiming that back in 1998. And if that's true, if we can protect our neurons, meaning we can protect our brain, I'm going to take it just as a level of insurance, regardless if it does anything else for me. But also what it does is it slows the degradation of our body's own endocannabinoids. And so it can help raise that level of endocannabinoids that you get through working out, through having omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids in your diet and things like that. And so it just helps me supplement living a healthy lifestyle, right? When I'm not able to get out barefoot in the grass every day, I'm not able to do these things every single day. And so it just supplements that fact for me.
Really interesting. So a really nice compliment to all of the healthy things that our listeners are already doing. Now, I like that you're saying you take it as a neuroprotective agent and just making sure that your body is able to amplify your own endocannabinoid response. I would love to hear, in addition, some common benefits that you see from people who use it. Let's not yet get into Owen, who had all of those seizures, but just kind of like your run-of-the-mill average person, what benefits are they experiencing when using CBD?
Yeah. So disclaimer, this may not work for you. I'm not claiming that any of these stories that I've seen personally will do the same for you. But I have been in this industry for a long time and I have seen a lot. And a story I fall back on a lot is my friend Jason, because my friend Jason was a college athlete, a very healthy individual, and he was doing a lot of things right, had a really clean diet, doing all the things that we just talked about. And so he started taking it. I was like, try it for 30 days, see what happens. And this was when we were getting started in the company. And he tried it for 30 days. He came back to me and he was like, yeah, I don't think I'll order anymore. Like, it was kind of nice here and there, but I didn't really notice anything. And I was like, okay, no problem. Thanks for the feedback. About 2 weeks later, he calls me. Hey, man, do you have any discount codes for your website? I was like, well, what happened, Jason? He was like, man, I didn't realize the subtle changes that happened over the 30 days. I didn't realize that I was sleeping better until I started sleeping like crap again. I didn't realize that I had less social anxiety until it started to come back. I didn't realize that I had these little aches and pains until those started to come back. And so it is very subtle and it does require some consistency over time. I've seen people realize zero benefit for the first 30 days and on day 35, enormous benefit. And so there seems to be a cumulative effect in taking it day in and day out and letting that kind of build up in your system, because everyone's unique. And there's a doctor out there, Dr. Ethan Russo, that actually has theorized endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. And he says that being deficient in our endocannabinoid system and not having the proper building blocks in there is why we're seeing a lot of the rise in other things, ADHD, autism, things like that. Because when you think back into America's past, we were actually required to grow hemp. Back in like George Washington day, you could pay your taxes with hemp. Hemp was very much a part of our ecosystem for a long time. It was very embedded into our culture. We fed it to the cows. We fed it to the pigs. Did that pass through to the meat that we were eating, the milk we were drinking? Possibly. And if that did, and then all of a sudden we're completely cut off from it, well, our bodies are kind of starved for it, right? Yeah. And so it can, again, manifest itself in all kinds of different ways. And a lot of times we've been ahead of the science. So another story that I've shared in the past is one that was very impactful for me. And it's what still gets me excited to continue what I do day in and day out. We had a family call us with a 9-year-old nonverbal autistic child. And this, they had started giving this child some of our product. And in 2 weeks, they called me and they were bawling, like hysterical. I thought something was wrong at first. It was so emotional. And I was like, what's going on? How can I help? And they're like, Dan, we just heard our child's voice for the first time. Not only did we hear our child's voice, he was singing his favorite children's song from his favorite show that he watches. So they didn't know that he was even retaining that information. And then he was like, and then that night he hugged his sister and he did not like to be touched, did not like to be physical. And I was like, that's incredible. And they're like, did you know your product could do this? And I was like, no, I had no idea. And really didn't understand why that was at the time. A year later, a study came out of Stanford, where they did a study and children with autism spectrum disorder or on the spectrum have a lower amount of endocannabinoids than their peers. So all of a sudden it made sense to me of like, oh, that's why that story happened. if you supplement with a phytocannabinoid, it would make sense that that brings their levels back to normal with their peers or closer to normal with peers. Or what it did was slow the degradation of their body's endocannabinoids and then let the, that system rise. So either or, we still don't know the exact function, but we got closer with that study. And again, we've been so early that we're ahead of the science a lot of times, especially since, you know, our government classified cannabis, all of cannabis, as a Schedule I drug for so many years, where we weren't even able to study these things. So it's, again, exciting, but everybody's different. Like, I still get new stories all the time. I've had people write into our reviews recently where a more specific form of PTSD, like night terrors, they've tried all kinds of pharmaceuticals for them. That's gone. I've seen restless leg syndrome be severely helped, diabetic neuropathy pain. Like, it's, I've seen a ton of stories. Again, I'm not saying that any of our products will help you with any of those things, but I have seen others have success with those. And it's a weird thing in our industry where we're unable to talk about that at all. It can be seen as a claim by the FDA or FTC, and they can get us in trouble. But I'm also not going to not speak my truth, right? And not,
yeah.
And I've seen. And so if I do get in trouble for that, it's worth it to me.
Yeah, it's I don't want to make this into a political commentary or anything like that, but it is such a shame that this has been stigmatized and taken out of our hands, and still has that kind of like, okay, people know CBD is legal, but is this bad? I probably get questions once a week, like, oh my gosh, can I try it? And people are embarrassed that they even want to try CBD. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. Try it. I highly recommend to people to try it. It's not going to make you high. Just for anyone listening who is still not quite sure about the differences between THC and CBD. CBD won't make you high. Just like Daniel already said, it's kind of like a slow progression. You might not even really feel it at the beginning. Yeah. That's how gentle it is. And I just really wish that we could have all those years back. So you could have been doing the research and everyone else could have been doing the research all of those years that have gone by. But good news is we're doing it now. You're doing it now. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, a way that is easily understood by most listeners is most Americans understand if their kid comes home sick or someone comes home sick, what's the one of the first things they do? They reach for an emergency pack. They eat an orange because they have an understanding of their body's immune system. And they know that if they supplement with vitamin C, they can help strengthen their immune system, which might be able to fight off that sickness. That's a pretty common understanding. Most people, I think, would be like, yep, I totally understand that. Well, it's almost the same thing, right? If you support your body with vitamin C to support your immune system, it's very similar to supporting your endocannabinoid system with CBD. So I think that's an easy way for people to understand. And so I do think I still kind of chuckle at it when people are like, is this weed? Is this, I see it more like vitamin C. Like, are you nervous to take vitamin C? Because it's pretty much similar.
Yes. So, yeah. That's a great analogy. Thank you for that. Take some of the pressure off of people. And I think your company, which I'm hoping we'll talk a little bit about, can help remove some of that stigma, because I honestly agree what you said about the CD shops on the corner. Like, maybe some of those have great products and that's amazing for them, but I feel really skeptical going into a place that I don't fully trust and just buying some CBD brownies or something like that. That doesn't feel like the right fit for me personally. So what you're doing with your company is really elevating the standards, making sure the quality is all there. You've even worked with some really high governance organizations like the Olympic Triathlon governing body. So can you tell us the difference between your company and kind of why you care about the quality?
Yeah, honestly, it was because we got started with athletes. As I said just a bit earlier, we were terrified of making claims. We were terrified of marketing in the wrong way and getting in trouble. And we started giving our product away so that other people could talk about their experience. And some of those people that we gave our product away to were professional athletes, some of which were MMA fighters in the UFC. And they were using our product, but they were still being drug tested, and they were being drug tested for THC. If they were to fail a drug test, they would also lose their salary for a year or 2 years. And so we knew the responsibility that we had to these fighters. That's their job. And if they lose money, they're unable to provide for their family. It was very, very serious. And so we implemented a system where we tested the hemp as it came out of the ground. We tested the extract after we extracted it. We tested the product before we bottled it and after we bottled it. We had kind of a five-step procedure. We've streamlined that since, but we were very careful with how we did things. And we saw ourselves as kind of one of the first of doing, you know, full seed to sale or soil to oil tracking and testing. And one of the first to really put those test results up on the our website for the whole world to see. So every single one of our products has an up-to-date test result on it. You can see exactly what's in there, maybe more importantly, what's not in there. That was important because the government still hadn't given us regulations yet, right? And so we felt important that we could self-govern and self-regulate and make sure that our products are all produced in a certified GMP lab and that they have all different types of certifications from our raw material extracts actually have their active pharmaceutical ingredient license. That's how clean they are. They could be used in pharmaceuticals. So we do probably go too far above and beyond. But again, that's because the government hasn't stepped in and said, this is exactly your regulatory pathway. And so when they do, we want to be ahead of that curve. We don't want to have to change our operations whenever that happens. Fingers crossed. I've heard that it could be coming December 2023, but who knows? They've been saying that for a couple of years.
I'm still waiting for the added sugar line to be officially regulated, and they promised that in 2018. So we'll see. Hopefully yours is is quicker than that. But I love your idea of being ahead of that curve. I think there are many people out there like me who are willing to pay a little bit extra to make sure that their product is what it says it is. And then that goes for supplements, that goes for CBD, that goes for food. And I always tell people, vote with your dollars. So if we can support companies like yours who are doing the good work and doing that work for us to make sure we get clean stuff in our bodies, then hopefully that will help everyone. So thank you for that. You mentioned some of those partnerships that you have been working on. And honestly, I don't think I would have thought of CBD for athletes, because I think of CBD, for me as an anxious person, I think of CBD as more of a calming agent. And I think, okay, if I'm going to go do a triathlon, I want to be like up. I want to be raring to go. I actually want to use my anxiety. That just shows how one-sided I am in my brain. It's not just about anxiety. It's about overall health. It's about digestion. It's about muscle recovery. It's about so many other things. So I'd love for you to tell us, like, name drop some of the partnerships you've had and tell us about the benefits that they've experienced.
Yeah. So you're not alone. A lot of people did not think of CBD for athletes, and they kind of had that view on it. And when we were getting started, we were one of the first. There were other great companies out there doing some great things as well. And all of them were marketing in the same way. Like, if you have X condition, we might be able to help. Like, and I saw it and we saw it differently of like, oh no, even if you're perfectly healthy, I think this is still a product that you should be taking. And who's the best, you know, who's the healthiest of us, the ones that spend the most money on their health to make sure that they're performing at the highest level they can? Athletes, especially professional athletes that get paid for it. And so we started looking into that and tapping into our network to see who we had. We found early success with MMA fighters and UFC. And once one of them started using it and understanding the neuroprotective benefits, like, they're putting their brains out there. They at least want to add a level of protection on them. And then once they were discovering that they were able to recover a little bit faster, if they had sore muscles, they could use some of our topicals and, you know, reduce that soreness. And as they were starting to see that, it kind of spread quickly in that organization. And then from there, we recruited a guy to help us manage this program because it was getting kind of out of control with how many ambassadors we had. And this guy ran an MMA promotion. And he came in and he was like, guys, I'm not going after any more MMA fighters. I think there's a better audience for us. And I want to go after CrossFitters. And so we got a deal done with the CrossFit Games in 2018, which, quote unquote, is the first cannabis company to partner with a major sports organization back then. Some people don't consider the CrossFit Games a major sports organization, so that's why I put the disclaimer there. But it was exciting for us because I understood marketing at a deeper level at that point, because you have to think of who's watching those athletes. The people who are watching fighters may or may not care about their health. They might just be guys that like to drink beer on a Saturday night with their friends and watch people fight each other. But the people that are watching the CrossFit Games, 90% of them are also CrossFitters that are looking for the next edge or a way to recover faster from their workouts and things like that. And so then we went to the CrossFit Games and understood that. And so then we continued to think about, well, where else does that make sense? And so when we had an opportunity to partner with USA Triathlon, which is, you know, an Olympic governed sanctioned body, again, we're searching for ways to add that legitimacy to our entire industry. And if we can get vetted out by a government, an Olympic governing body, that was huge. And so then we did that with USA Triathlon, USA Weightlifting. And then this year, we became the trusted wellness partner of the Kansas City Royals, which it seems like a small title and a change, you know, but it was important for me not to be the official CBD partner, the trusted wellness partner. And for the Royals and the organization to see wellness in that way was so exciting for me. And so we kicked off our partnership with a yoga day at the K, was what it was called. So the Royals play out of a stadium called Kauffman Stadium, which is referred to as the K. And we had like 300 people out there doing yoga in the grass right as the sun was rising over the stadium. Mm-hmm. We all got barefoot in the grass. We were doing some yoga. And it helped us tell that story of balance, right? The endocannabinoid system exists in you to bring you to balance. Yoga, in a lot of ways, is studying in performing balance. And so it helped us tell that story. And we're really excited for the partnership because it's allowing us to get into the community, to continue to educate the community, and also educate the athletes about why they might want to use it. And if they're maybe sleeping better, recovering faster, if they have less aches and pains, well, then they might be able to train harder and reach kind of their highest potential, which is almost every athlete's goal.
Yeah, really amazing. That yoga day sounds fantastic. Maybe next you can come to Dallas sports team somewhere and then I can come to your yoga day. So I know we've piqued so many people's interest. There are probably not a lot of people who are on the Olympic triathlon team or in the Kansas City Royals or whatever. But they're all thinking, okay, I could use some help with sleep. I could use some help with muscle recovery. I could use some help with anxiety. This is something that's natural in my body. I might need, or I might benefit from adding some help to my body. So how would someone start out if they've never tried CBD before? Can you give us a recommendation for, like, would you do it once a day? Would you do it every day? Would you do it twice a day? How much? Give us the basics.
Yeah. One of my favorite professors in business school and college always said his favorite answer was it depends, because I think that is pretty much the answer for most things. And it depends, right? Like if you are seeking a solution for something specific, say sleep, then I would take it 40 minutes before sleep every night. If instead you're just trying to see what it does for you and kind of get that balance, I'd probably do a half serving in the morning, half serving at night, and start on a regimen like that where it's constantly building up in your system. Specifically what I'd recommend and how I've used it is, like I said, I struggled with Crohn's disease. I use it mainly to help me manage that. And, I take it day in and day out. I do like to take, I take a half serving in the morning. I use a 1250 milligram product. You can start with a 500. That was our flagship product back in the day, still our bestseller to this day. But I do a 1250. I do a half dropper in the morning and a half dropper at night. And then I used to use isolate, which is just literally pure CBD. It's just a powdered form of pure CBD. It's a white powder. That's pretty foreign to people. It's kind of weird. It's hard to get an exact dose. And because of that, we have pressed isolate into a mint. And so it's literally just pressed isolate with a little natural mint flavoring. And that's exactly 15 milligrams of CBD. And I love that as like an ad hoc product, right? Like even with Crohn's, like I do good day in and day out, but I still do things where I'm dumb and I know that I shouldn't have a bunch of dairy at Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to ignore my grandma's cooking. So like I'll take it and then I'll eat a couple of mints after to help me out. Yes. With it. My fiance is the same way. She uses our products to help her within her anxiety. She's been able to get off of Xanax and all pharmaceuticals. And she takes the tincture day in and day out, kind of like a daily supplement or a vitamin. When she takes the tincture, she lets it sit in her mouth for, you know, 60-ish seconds just to increase that bioavailability. And then there are days where anxiety is heightened, where you have like a meeting that you have to present for or whatever. And on those days, she also uses the mints kind of as needed for those moments where she needs a little bit brought into balance a little quicker. And so I think those two are amazing. And then again, with the answer, it depends. If you have muscle soreness or physical problems somewhere, you might prefer a topical, which is like a cream or a lotion that you can apply directly to the area that you're seeking relief. So there's all kinds of ways to get started. And even if you are one of that previous, if you're someone that like, yeah, I want to use a topical, I'd also encourage you to try taking a tincture every day, because it may be able to lower those inflammation levels that might be causing pain from the inside. And so I look at that kind of as an inside out approach, where you can attack it from the inside and the outside at the same time and probably see added benefit or added results there.
Those are amazing tips. I will say my favorite is a tincture. Like you said, hold it in your mouth for a little while to absorb it. And I've also enjoyed the topical for muscle soreness and things like that. I have never heard of such a thing as the isolate ground up into a powder and put into mints. I think I've got to get my hands on some of that, because that sounds like a really great idea. But I bet you know what's coming next, the conversation on gummies. I truly don't know the answer to this. I have taken gummies, CBD gummies, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of a fun treat. But somewhere in me, I suspect that it's not really that great, because that's how I feel about a lot of vitamins and minerals that are put into gummies. I know you have a gummy product in your lineup, so give us the details. Are gummies legit? What's going on here?
Yeah, I love this question. Thank you for asking it. Because I think it's something that does need to be talked about. This is going to sound weird as someone who sells gummies. I'm personally not a fan. I understand the demand, and I understand that some people want their vitamins that way. They want their things that way. And so I do think that it's probably a net positive, and you can do things to make it as a net positive as much. So keep all the ingredients as natural as possible, things like that. All that we do know about like the pharmacokinetics and the bioavailability of it is we learned early on that CBD in an isolated form, so just the powder, has a quick spike effect, just like a pharmaceutical would. It's got a quick up and a quick down. CBD in a carrier, like an MCT oil, like a lot of tinctures are, has a longer onset, and then it hangs out for longer, and then it tapers off. And so that's why I've always loved those two in conjunction, like a mint or an isolate with a tincture, because you have that all day effect. But then if you need a quick spike here and there, you can do that. A gummy, I assume, is going to be somewhere in the middle. The sugar, I believe, would carry it faster, and you know, you'd be able to see the effect faster, but it also might digest quicker and fall off quicker. And so I think it's going to be kind of a higher but shorter hill, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Of the two, like, you know, the quick spike, the long hill, and then like a higher but shorter hill. I think that would be what a gummy would be. But that's also why we create mints, because I'm not the biggest fan of gummies, but I have seen that if you put it in a gummy, there's just the demand for it. That's the preferred way of some people taking it. And people still see a lot of benefits taking it that way. We have in the past, we actually, in our first couple of years, we sold a vape line, believe it or not. And we did that because we understood it was the fastest way of breaking the blood-brain barrier. Now, did the net positive outweigh the negative of heating something up in a metal cartridge to the point of vaporizing it outweigh that? Well, we weren't able to say that. As more and more studies came out about the potential dangers of vaping, you know, it was a seven-figure product line for us that we've completely pulled off the shelves because we aren't going to do anything that I wouldn't give to my mom is my personal litmus test. So if it's not something I deem safe enough for my mom, I won't deem it safe enough for our customers. And the other thing there that I'll warn your listeners about is you've probably, especially if you're in a state where cannabis isn't legalized yet, you've probably seen a lot of signs around town like legal Delta 9 or legal Delta 8, these legal gummy ways of potentially getting high or getting buzzed. The studies and the testing on those products has shown the same thing time in and time out. The way that they're able to do this is they take CBD out of the plant, they bring it to a lab, and then they change its chemical structure into Delta 8 or Delta 9. But when they change it, they synthesize it, it creates these products, these byproducts in it that we have no idea what they are. We can see the spikes on the chromatography machine. We can see that there's something in there, but we've never seen it before. We don't know what they are. And so I personally don't take anything where I don't know what everything is in it. And so that's a synthetic cannabinoid. We talked about that a little earlier in the episode. I steer clear of synthetic cannabinoids for that reason. I do think nature has most, if not all, the answers. And so I try to stick to all natural things. So I know the question was about gummies and I went off the rails a little bit there, but I do think gummies have a net positive. If that's the way that you need to take CBD, I think it will outweigh it. I do think, you know, added sugars, things like that may be negative. And so if you can do a tincture, that's my favorite way, just because it's MCT oil and hemp extract, CBD. It's like two ingredients. It's as clean as it gets. That's my preferred way. I eat a very clean diet. I don't like a lot of added things. So that's my own personal belief, but I do think gummies still have a net positive on them.
I think that was a very balanced take on it. I appreciate that. And I know that several people listening, if they've maybe been my client or something like that, I'll say, don't just take all the gummies from the CVS line just because they look healthy. But if you truly need something and you just won't swallow a pill or whatever, then the gummy's probably better than nothing. And I'll take it in this case as well. If you're willing, able to do the tincture or something else, probably the better bet. But gummies are a great intro point, and I'm sure that your gummies are better than 99.99999% of the ones out there. So could you just remind us a little bit about Pure Spectrum CBD and anything that people really need to make sure of if they're going to buy CBD for the first time? Like, just give us a couple takeaways.
Yeah, if you're going to buy CBD for the first time, don't be afraid to ask questions. A quality, reputable company is going to have people to answer those questions. So if you do go to Pure Spectrum's website, it's purespectrumcbd.com. Those are real humans back there behind that chat. 9 to 5 in Mountain Standard Time. You'll find a real human there. They're very compassionate individuals back there that are just looking to help you, just trying to help. And so if you have questions, if you have, you know, things that you're seeking, I encourage you to call the company or chat the company. If they don't have real humans there, kind of your first red flag. There's a ton of good companies out there. Pure Spectrum is definitely not the only one. And so if they put their test results on side, that's on their site, that's a pretty big green flag that they're being transparent. Definitely check the date of those test results. If it's 2 years ago, maybe it's not the best green flag. And so those are easy ways to tell. Another one that's big is if they're making a bunch of these unverified claims, if they're saying they can help with X, Y, or Z right on their website, and it's probably not a good company. In some cases, we've seen it's actually a scam company. If they're making all those claims, they'll, you know, run a Facebook ads and say they can do X, Y, and Z and all these crazy claims, and then they'll take your credit card and charge it as many times as they can. And so I think with the rise of online shopping, people have gotten pretty smart of how you can tell like a good company from a bad. And so use all of that same information, but then add in, can you see test results? Are the test results up to date? Can you talk to an actual human pretty easily during regular working hours. If you can check those boxes, you're pretty good. You're pretty confident that that's a good company back there. And yeah, I think those would be the main ones.
That's incredible. And we'll link to the Pure Spectrum CBD website in the show notes so anyone can check it out. And we may even be able to get a discount code in there. Is that true?
You will. Yes, you will.
Amazing. Great.
I've loved being your guest today. And so I'm sure you have amazing listeners. And I'll set it up. We'll set it up so that it's like WYW to keep it short, right? Wellness Your Way. And so people
can. Sounds perfect.
And what we'll do, if you can let me know right when this episode's coming out for that week, I'll make it an increased discount. We'll lower it. After that, I'll put it like probably 15% off normally. But the week that this comes out for the listeners that, you know, listen to your podcast, you know, day in and day out, and they can't wait for the new episode, let's really hook up those listeners and I'll increase it for that week and make it even better. So we'll do that. And then I'll also send you a link you can put in the show notes for yourself. And if anybody has any questions, I also am pretty active on Instagram. It's my full name as a handle. I need to change it because it's at Daniel Blake Herder. And then if you are someone that watches TikTok, I don't control that account, but there is a Dan the Hemp Man that I think it's at Dan the Hemp Man that puts out a ton of content. It's my same content. If you message that account, it's going to be my content guy and not me. If you message me through Instagram, you can get me directly if you have any questions directly for me. But yeah, that's how you can find us. That's how you can reach us. We also have a whole blog on our website. There's all kinds of education on there. We regularly update with new studies and new things coming out. And so our email list is a pretty good value add. I know everyone has way too many emails these days anyways. So if you are interested, you do want to learn, that's another great place to learn.
Oh, that's amazing. I will link to your Instagram, your TikTok. I am also not on TikTok. I need the content person to get me on TikTok, but I know many of my listeners are. So we'll link to that. We'll link to the blog with educational resources. And I know that people will be very excited. So we'll put that discount code in the show notes as well. And I really appreciate all of your wisdom and insight, Dan. It's been a lot of fun to have you. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, I've had a blast. Thanks so much for having me.
If you're a loyal listener to Wellness Your Way, you know I am super picky about only sharing information that is well-researched and practical and that I think can change your life. And I hope you love learning the snippets of health information that I share here each week, because I sure love sharing it with you. But I also know that there's a little challenge. You're a loyal listener to Wellness Your Way, but that's just 35 minutes of your week. That's 0.3% of your week. And if you don't have a strategy guiding the rest of the week, then all of the effort you put into learning this stuff and all of the best intentions in the world can easily fly out the window because you have a million other priorities. I get it. It's for people just like you that I developed my Revitalize Health Accelerator. It's for people who already know a lot about health and nutrition, and they're implementing a lot of it. It's for people who feel pretty good in their bodies, but they know they could feel better. It's for people who feel like they kind of know what to do, at least some of it, but then life gets in the way and they don't end up doing all of it. I've been there too, and what I needed was a strategy. What I needed was a way to actually implement what I knew and to do it in a sustainable way that actually fits into real life and doesn't feel like a diet, because it's not. The Revitalize Health Accelerator delivers all of that. And as you may have heard, I've recently made it even more accessible to the masses because I want you in the program. If you've been on the fence, consider this your sign. If you want to keep learning and growing and feeling amazing, this is your sign. I'm waiting here with open arms, ready to help you stop feeling good. because greatness is in your future. Join us at the link in the show notes or go to www.thelionsshare.org/revitalize. I cannot wait to welcome you into Revitalize. Thanks for listening to another episode of Wellness Your Way with Megan Lyons. I always love connecting with listeners, so be sure to follow me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss brand new episodes each week. If you love Wellness Your Way, please leave us a rating and review. I appreciate it so much. Stay well, and I'll be back next week. The Wellness Your Way podcast is provided for information only and should not be misconstrued as medical advice. Please consult with your physician or otherwise qualified practitioner on any matters regarding your health and well-being or on any opinions expressed within this podcast or the Lion Share website.